Our Friday, Patriot Friday, guys. Mike Vrabel joins us live on the line. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing well.
Hey, Mike.
Do you remember JT O'Sullivan when he was on that practice squad here?
Briefly, yes.
And when you watch him now, how much of what you see right now, because he just seems to hold the ball back there. I think he leads the league in sacks with 19. How much is what he was here versus what he is now in a Mike Martz offense?
Well, I mean, I think the offense itself forces the quarterback to hang on to the ball. I mean, they're throwing the ball downfield. I mean, they get vertical routes and those in cuts at 18 or 20 yards. They don't develop within 2 seconds. So, I mean, obviously he's got to hang on to the ball to get the ball to where, you know, his coaches want him to get it to. And, yeah, I remember him. I mean, he was a kid that worked hard, and it's good to see him get a shot in the NFL and be able to play.
How much ability does he have to break away from that tackle? I did notice through all of the sacks in the game against New Orleans last week, he still was able to avoid a few and find a way, miraculously, to make a couple of big plays.
He does. I mean, he stays alive. He stays active, and he's one of those quarterbacks that seems to scramble around to throw the ball. I think you see some quarterbacks scramble to obviously run and gain yards, but he scrambles and tries to stay alive to throw the ball downfield.
You know, Mike, obviously we talk about the sacks and your ability to get in on O'Sullivan, but how much of it is also throwing multiple looks and just trying to throw him off a little bit, get him off those initial reads?
Well, I think the thing that you kind of have to understand going in a team that's coached and the offensive coordinator by Mike Martz, they're going to do what they do. And whether you show different looks or do something that they really haven't seen, they're going to continue to do and run their concepts and do what their offense and what they practice. So I think we have to be smart and understand that we may do different things, but they're going to pretty much do the same thing, and we have to understand and try to find out what that is.
Mike, you know, you look at the schedule, you know, I'm sure you guys would rather have maybe a bye week later in the year when the Knicks start coming up and getting that rest in week 8, 9, 10. But, you know, you look at it now, was this good timing for the bye week, particularly maybe on the offensive side of the ball?
You know, you really never can say it was good timing or bad timing. We've had it early. We've had it the last game of the season before. You know, when it is, and you just kind of look at it, and you plan accordingly, and you get out of here for a few days, and then you come back, and you get to work, and that's where we are now. So it's really, you know, the bye week, the next bye week that we're going to get is, you know, hopefully one that is associated with the playoffs down the road. So now we just put our head down, and we just play.
Mike, you've gone up against some great tight ends over the last couple of years, the Gates, the Gonzalez's, the Wittens of the world. How does Vernon Davis stack up with those guys?
I think he certainly would probably test better than any of those guys. I think he's got the fastest, and I think in the weight room he's probably the strongest. And, I think he's just developing as one of those tight ends. And I think those other guys, I think, they're exceptional route runners. And I think Vernon is just starting to do that and understand how to get open without using just his speed alone. But for the most part, that speed has been, you know, all he's really needed to do is just run away from people. So, you know, we're going to have to know where he is and try to, you know, contain them and him along with, you know, Frank Gore.
Do you like the idea of staying out there? I know some teams hate, you know, the long travel cross country. Do you like staying out there for the two games?
I think that, you know, what we're doing today and getting ready to leave here in the next 15 minutes isn't any different than what we would do for a normal West Coast trip. And as far as, you know, what we do next week, you know, we got to save something for next week's show, too.
Hold on. He's a radio program director now. I like this.
You're the only guy thinking about next week's show here. I promise you
just,
that.
Hey, just don't make the mistake. D'Asi was explaining it to Belichick, and Belichick remembered it well with the old Giants teams where they went out to, I believe, Phoenix and was it Phoenix and Oakland? Phoenix and San Diego, I think. And they got blown out in that second game because most of the guys were doing the $39 shuttle trip that was up to Vegas every night. And, of course, the coaching staff found out about it. The players all were, like 14 or 15, were going back and forth. So.
Oh, thanks, Steve, because I wonder where he got that idea. That was the first thing he said when he came into meetings this week. So we have you to thank.
Hey, Mike, you know, Frank Gore, you know, he's run the ball real well this year after what some people might say a little disappointing last year. Watching film on this guy, what makes him so special?
Well, I mean, he's just been a great back for a long time. I mean, this is a guy that was Miami's number one back, you know, before he got hurt and Willis McGahee came on. So, you know, he's been a good back for a long time, and through injuries and whatever. But, He's handled a lot of the carries, a lot of the workload for that offense. And 70% of the ball is time that you know, plays are going through him, whether it's a handoff or he's catching it. So certainly knowing where he is and being able to get him on the ground is going to be a key for us.
Mike, it's early in the season, but you've kind of developed into the guy wearing the speakers, right? The coach to player communication. How that's going? How's that going for you?
It's going okay. I mean, it's something that I think I won it by default. I don't know if anybody else wants to do it or not, but I think I won by default. So, you know, it's going well. I just have to remember to take my helmet off and change into another one if I ever go out for offense.
So you got to be able to multitask with that. See, that's yeah, probably looked at you and said, "This is a multitasker." All right, listen, I know you got to catch a bus and a plane. Have a good flight out there. Good luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll talk about the Vegas trips next week.
Absolutely, I'll fill you in on everything that I do.
Hey, Mike, make sure
we love it.
Take a trip to Oakland. Say hi to Al
Davis. Stay away from those ponies.
see you,
okay.
Mike. Bye. Mike Vrabel.